Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Around 5:10 every day, we'll talk about issues going on in the community, some of concern and some of great concern lately regarding downtown Galesburg and what might happen to parts of it now that a sort of a future plan has been developed between the city and the downtown council and some other entities. And Springfield-based architect Kent Massey is helping the city with that process, and we're pleased that he's joining us in studio today. Thanks for joining us. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Specifically with this plan that had previously been developed here, there's a number of things that have been proposed, but right now the city of Galesburg is just focusing on the Park Plaza area and the parking lot across the street from our studios here.
Correct.
And you just had a meeting today with the city about this. What's kind of the latest? What's going on? And is it still the purpose to kind of maybe expand parking in that area?
Yes, the project that we're under contract for is looking at the redevelopment of Park Plaza and the parking lot directly adjacent to it, which is Parking E here in Galesburg. And we're looking at how that can be function together and be redeveloped. It's the first project, or one of the first projects that the city's identified as part of the overall downtown project. So it's been in the works for several years, and it was viewed out of the previous design guidelines for downtown as a high priority, and the city's made that and budgeted towards it this year. We are looking at various options. One is that the current situation of both the parking lot that exists there now and Park Plaza is that it, I want to say deferred maintenance, it's more old age that is caught up with both of them. And so to combine them together, and what we have been looking at is how can we reconfigure the parking area and achieve more parking spaces. And I think we've been able to do that by eliminating some driveways and simplifying the situation that has evolved there for several years.
Yeah, that parking lot can be kind of confusing. I see people every day kind of go in the two exits there, and it sounds like that, among other things, that seems like that would getting rid of that would make things much easier.
Yes, and I'm not sure how the parking area there evolved with so many driveways in and out and strips in between where you can't pass through.
I imagine it was one of those things that seemed to be like a good idea at the time.
And it may have evolved because maybe some buildings came down. I'm not really certain of the history there. But what we are looking at is two driveways in and out to the parking area. And we're, by just reconfiguring the existing space there, we're hoping to achieve better access for delivery vehicles to the buildings in that block. But then we're also looking at a net gain of maybe 10 or so plus or minus spaces easily just by reconfiguring the space.
That seems like the two biggest problems there. One, we see, especially it being Thursday, I imagine a lot of delivery vehicles kind of almost blocking spaces in that parking lot making deliveries. And then, you know, with the relatively new Iron Spike next door to us here and more, you know, I guess, restaurant visits downtown, it seems like the more spaces, the better.
Galesburg is not lacking for parking spaces. It's the convenience, and typical of many communities. It's the convenience everybody seeks these days. But I think just in reconfiguring this, we can provide more parking and also provide better access to these businesses, which is because you don't have an alley system here in Galesburg downtown to allow service vehicles. This will open that opportunity to at least get those in so they're not double parking on Main Street as much.
Since this is sort of, I guess, priority number one right now in terms of that plan, what's kind of the timeline here? Are you still looking for public input? And when do you actually hope to get some work done on this?
The way our contract reads is that we are going through the input, what we call design concept stage right now. We're looking at having a public meeting to introduce these kind of options, and then hopefully the public will weigh in on that. That's what we were discussing today, is how to take that to the public, and that'll be coming out fairly soon. And once that goes in, then we go into what we call the design construction stage, which will be preparing plans and specifications, The goal is to have the project bid late summer so we can do construction fall and winter, early spring. In the ideal world, it'll be reopened by the time activities need to occur next summer.
The overall plan that was kind of proposed here, at least in the last year or so, kind of divided up, I guess, the downtown area maybe into five different areas and included things like a Ferris wheel and raised flower beds and other things that were in the Register Mail story earlier this week. Is that more just sort of a pie in the sky type of a thing at this point, or is that something, or are these all things that are reasonable and doable?
I would say from a planning standpoint, we try to plan or look and give vision is maybe a better way of terming it, to what it would look like in 20 years. And really, when we did the design development, we were looking at that kind of a broad spectrum. How it comes, what might change in 20 years, that's all part of the way a community evolves and
yeah.
where funding comes from, what projects may become more priority than others. But you start with a plan. And that's what I give a lot of credit to Galesburg for, is developing a plan that gives you the direct vision. And maybe some of the ideas, Ferris wheels and other things, are maybe out there. On the other hand, they can become a reality if some people or some individual or whatever. And I always point to Jacksonville. They have a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, they do. They certainly do.
And Galesburg, at least, has Mr. Ferris's name. So
yeah, exactly.
How each community chooses to identify projects and how those need to occur in what order, it's always up to a community and community leaders.
Absolutely.
Planners, just we give them a shopping list.
So there's a lot more time, I guess, is what I'm saying, for people to come out and say, hey, this is a good idea, this is a bad idea, maybe we could change this somehow, you know, that sort of thing.
The community debate will go on for as long as there's a community, as far as that goes.
Certainly.
And times change, and we try to recognize as planners and designers that times change, mm-hmm. and that and a good example goes back to Park Plaza. In its time when it was developed, that was considered a very contemporary, very attractive kind of space.
Yeah.
And, you know, time has changed, and now people are looking for more flexibility. They don't want to sit on concrete bleachers, you know, looking into a central area necessarily. So as times change, people have to change. And I think this is what we are looking at even in this plan. Yeah, there were a lot of things put into the plan, and it came from community input.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these ideas weren't mine personally or our firm's. So, you know, we tried to keep those in there, but put them into some sort of a broad, long-range plan, which I think it's up to the community, being either government or private or civic organizations, to look at how that's implemented.
Okay. On that note, we could probably talk about this all night, but we're out of time for now. Kent Massey with Massey and Massey and Associates, based in Springfield, helping with the city with the downtown projects and various projects here, starting with the Park Plaza parking lot proposal across the street here. Kent, thank you for coming
Thanks.
In. We appreciate it.
I hope
it.
People come to our thing in about a month.
Yeah, and we'll certainly let folks know about
we'll
that
let
as
you
it
know
gets
when
closer.
It happens.
Most definitely. Kent, thank you.
Sure.
Galesburg's Evening News continues with sports next on WGIL.